Hello, this is Eric Dvorsky, and you're listening to my podcast. One of the things that has surrounded my life and has kind of encompassed my life throughout the past couple of years is photography. If you would have asked what my special skills or a certain type of field that I was looking for in the future, I wouldn't have said photography. But yet, again, photography has definitely encompassed my life within these, especially these past couple of years. I guess I'll first start with my history of photography. My history so far only started out with a little digital camera that I got at the beginning of my high school year as a freshman. And I just basically took shots all around, and originally I was thinking about doing more sort of like video stuff, and I kind of did do that on my little digital camera, where I did do videos but I also included images. And I also went on a few trips where I wanted to do more video recording, so I brought like my video camera. I was recording stuff that was going on a mission trip with my church. And I'm trying to think, and also included photos. But it was during my sophomore year where in my English class we had to like present a presentation about like some of these certain words and kind of use sentences with that, and I was using a PowerPoint, and I wanted to add just added some artwork or to it, and so I decided to include some photos I took. And and my teacher for my English class happened to be the sponsor for the school's yearbook. She came up to me after class and said, "Eric, you take some amazing photos. Do you want to join the school's yearbook?" I'm like, sure, okay. My junior year, I started out as a photographer for my school's yearbook. I borrowed my mom's DSLR camera, which was a 50D Canon, and I took photos. I wasn't really sure what setting I was using or how to use it. I just decided to take the camera and shoot them. And apparently people were really impressed with the photos I had. And people were like, "Oh, Eric, how did you do this?" And I'm like, "I don't know, I just pointed and shoot." And I was really dedicated as a photographer my junior year, that so much that I was appointed photo manager of my school's yearbook my senior year. At that point, I was beginning to learn a little bit more about photography. Like, I kind of understood more of the settings that was on my camera and some of the ideas, but really, most of my, like, and I've never really had any, like, basic knowledges about how to work a camera. I just learned it all from what I had from my camera. I just learned, oh, okay, so this thing helps makes the camera a little brighter than it should be and other stuff like that. And I didn't, and again, I learned from other photographers where they were talking to me. It's like, "Oh, what's your shutter speed?" "Huh? Oh, the shutter speed's this." "Oh, okay. What's the setting on your aperture?" "What? Are you taking the photos in RAW?" "What?" So basically, I never really had any practice or knowledge, again, with photography. And I always learned it, like, from the practicing with my camera, just getting used to knowing how it works. And then, like, finally, when I came to Ithaca College and starting to take classes of photography, it began to make more sense and more clarify. Now that I do have the knowledge of photography, I'm, like, always loving to go around, like, talking, especially when I go into, like, clients asking me about photo assignments or asking me to take photos for a theater production. I'm like, "Do you want me to take this in JPEG or RAW?" And they're, again, like, my response is, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "Oh, RAW basically stores more format, so it allows us to edit the photo even more, while JPEG, on the other hand, just keeps the photo and makes it accessible to be able to just upload quickly, but it allows you to take more than RAW." And again, they're like, "Just do whatever you do." And yeah. And again, photography has definitely become a big thing in my life, where I just love taking the camera around and I love shooting things. I'm more practiced with journalism, as again, with my practice with yearbook, where I'm used to going to like a certain area where I have to go to and really just try to capture the moments. And again, like with journalism photography, you have to be aware of the lighting that's going around, whether you need to set your shutter speed or your aperture or how your ISO has to be. And that is like kind of like an interesting thing. And yeah, I definitely love theater photography because it is a big challenge to try to work around with the lights. And there's like some people who ask me, can you just use a flash? I'm like, no, there's lights that are set up there to create a mood. And obviously I want to capture that mood. So I can't use a flash. But again, it's so amazing how people are asking me to photograph these events. Like, the last assignment I had was taking photos at a dance, the Yule Ball, which was a lot of fun, and it was also frustrating because of lighting, because it was just dark, and I had the external flash hooked up, and I was like really, it was a busy night for me, and I was like talking with my friend who set up the place. I'm like, you know, I have recommendations for next year's Yule Ball. I know that this is to create some atmosphere and all that, but could you make it a little teeny tiny brighter, please? Because a lot of my shots were just basically flash shots, which I don't really like. I would like to like get the coloring that's going around. But again, it's tough to capture it, and it is a difficult thing to do. And I love photography. And again, my mom always asked me, oh, Eric, I want you to be in photos. But again, there's some people, who's going to take the photos? I have to take the job. And I love taking photos. I love being a photographer. And people like complain, oh, Eric, you're just too busy working taking photos. At the Yule Ball, I was totally dancing around. Like, there was times where I take photos and times where I just stopped for a while and talked with people and did a little dancing with some friends. These photos that I'm like capturing right now could help me get a job in the future, because I am majoring as a documentary science and production major and would like to like continue doing acting and make films, I need to like find up some backup jobs. And since photography is a good skill of mine, I would like to also continue it further on in the future. I'm also like getting practice probably during this summer, where I might be working with a portrait company with in my area. And I want to like broaden my views of photography, since it has been a big success. And it also kind of proves that anyone can pick up photography. Just how like I just started out with a little digital camera, and all of a sudden people were asking me to take photos because of my knowledge of photography. So I encourage people out there to try different things, because again, I wouldn't have thought as much of photography as a skill or a job that I could possibly use as a skill in the future. So be open to like more ideas and more talents, because I really want to learn more about photography. And unfortunately, my school is not having any my film classes are not allowing me to take any classes to work in dark rooms and actually work with film. We're just only doing digital photography. So I want to get that experience. I want to learn how to actually work with film. Because even though film is dying, it is nice to learn that aspect of photography. So try photography out. If you like it, that's good. If you don't, it'll probably just be on Facebook. But oh well.